Well, you keep them in a pen.
Okay. Pen, or have you ever heard of a cow barn?
Yeah, that's where you...
Mm-hmm.
You bring them up there to milk them or mm-hmm. feed them. They don't stay in there all the time.
Okay. What do you call a place where you keep your horses?
Oh, goodness. I don't know.
How about a stable?
Oh, of course. How dumb can you be?
Okay, besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you'd milk the calves outside?
Oh, yeah. We'd have the feeding place, and mm-hmm. Mama would tie them out there, and where they watered fed mm-hmm. close by, you know.
Did you ever hear it called a milk gap? Did your mom ever call it that? Or maybe did she call it a cupping?
Never remember.
Okay, what would you call a shelter for pigs and hogs?
Well, a pig parlor. A pig farm. What does it say there?
It says hog pen.
Uh-huh, well.
Hog run or hog boys.
You said pigs. If you'd said it, well, you keep the hogs, I would say.
What, I've always heard it called a pig sty.
Uh-huh.
Pig sty, something like that. Okay, in the days before refrigeration, where did people keep their milk?
In the well, let it down.
Well, have you ever, there's one over in Montgomery where they process milk. What do you call that? What do you call a place where they process milk?
Dairy.
Okay. What do you call the place around the barn where you might let the camels, the cows and the mules walk around? It's just around the barn where you let them roam and eat grass and stuff.
I don't know.
You ever heard of maybe a stable lot or a cow lot?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Cow
but
lot.
You just don't use it that often.
Uh-uh.
Okay, what would you call the place where you'd let them go out to graze? Back, say, like behind the barn?
It's out in the field mm-hmm. with it.
Okay, that's fine. How about pasture?
Yeah.
Would you say that word for me?
Pasture.
Did you ever raise cotton?
Well, my father did.
Mm-hmm. How would you do it? How would you do the work? What would they call it when they...
Picking cotton.
Picking cotton? Mm-hmm. I've heard it called chop cotton. Is that the same thing?
Oh, well, that's where the cotton gets on the plant. You chop it when it's little.
When it's little, you
uh-huh.
chop it.
Yeah.
What do you do it with, a hoe?
Uh-huh. Hmm. Do it with a hoe.
What do you call grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
Well, it's just unwanted grass is all I know.
Okay. All right. Cotton and corn grow in a what?
Field.
Okay. That's fine. What kind of fences do you have around yards and gardens? You know, usually they're white and they're pointed like this.
Oh.
It's on the tip of your tongue, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure is. That's how dumb I am.
Oh, you're not dumb.
I don't know. A what?
Picket fence.
Oh, yeah, picket fence. all I could think was, I always had this saying, you know, you're too poor to paint and too proud to whitewash.
I know.
All I could think of was whitewash.
They used to call it a garden fence, too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the kind of fence that farmers put up to injure cattle so that cattle won't try and get out?
Electric fence.
Okay. Is there another kind that has the little prongs on them?
Oh, that barbed wire.
All right. Can you think of any other name for fences made out of wood?
No.
You ever heard of a worm fence or a mm-hmm. rail fence? You never used that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shad fence?
Uh-uh.
Okay, when you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to set them up on, you got to dig the holes for what?
For the post.
Okay. What would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock that you might remove from a field?
Well, that'd just be a rock fence, mm-hmm. I reckon.
That's right. That's fine. Okay.